on. The top five on the Rokan Show. Five.
Let's go. Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Taplantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes, yes.
Get on with it.
Tagging in at
number five.
The president today vetoed, and I was really hoping he was going to spell it V-I-T-O on Twitter. I was really hoping for that.
Veto!
Danny,
hey, yo, veto!
Danny DeVito'd this, which means we were short of votes by a couple of rules.
Nice. Nicely done. Thank
you. President Trump, when he announced the veto today, he railed against illegal immigration. And he said that this indeed is a national emergency.
Last month, more than 76,000 illegal migrants arrived at our border. We're on track for 1 million illegal aliens to rush our borders. People hate the word invasion, but that's what it is. It's an invasion of drugs and criminals and people. We have no idea who they are, but we capture them because border security is so good. But they're put in a very bad position, and we're bursting at the seams.
That's 1 million in a year, right? They get 1 million people in one day in the lakefront for the Air and Water Show. I'm not 100% sure that counts as and it's, what is it, an 800-mile border, I think? I get it. I get we want border security. I understand that. I'm for that. He's making this part up, though, and everybody knows it, himself.
This is everything for him. He's going all in on it.
I honestly feel like he made a promise to someone that he was going to get this done. And that is why he's fighting so hard. I can't prove that. I don't know who it would
be.
But, just a thought.
Now, who was going to pay for that originally? I can't remember.
I think it started with an M.
No, an N. I think it was an N. Wait, there's more.
We've really nowhere left to hold all of the people that we're capturing. And we're at a point where we're just going to have to say, with these horrible decisions that we've been handed by people that aren't living in reality, that there's nothing we can do. There's absolutely nothing we can do. We're bursting at the seams. You can only do so much. And the only option then is to release them. But we can't do that either, because when you release them, they come into our society. And in many cases, they're stone-cold criminals.
We're bursting at the seams. Have you seen the Southwest Desert of the United States? But what is he saying he's going to do there, though? I didn't understand what he was. Yeah. Okay, you know, it's too bad. And then what does that mean? What do we do? Because it sounded a little like that we're out of money. There's nothing we can do. So we're just going to push them back into Mexico, because Mexico is actually holding them now. That changed. Mexico now, when they come through, now it depends on, we're talking about the borderless area, right, where they're finding people. And then are we going to just chopper them over to the other side and leave them there again? I don't understand what's the
solution. Think he even knows.
He doesn't know as he's speaking. Also bursting at the seams, his size 58 Sansibelt golfing slacks.
Oh, so, that's unfair.
For those of you,
I feel his pain.
Watching
number four.
I feel his pain.
There's an upset brewing on Chicago's far north side. Veteran 40th Ward Alderman Pat O'Connor is using a new campaign tactic in what's shaping up to be the toughest re-election battle of his career. He faces Andre Vasquez in the upcoming runoff. Vasquez has racked up endorsements from several progressive organizations and officials, including the Chicago Teachers Union, SEIU, and more. In the late 90s and early 2000s, Vasquez, now in a senior management position at a major utility company. Do we have to say that because because they didn't pay for the advertising? What's the utility company? I don't know what that means.
Competitor of a sponsor.
Yeah, I know. Right? It's sort of like, we can maintain.
Don't mention their name, damn
right,
it.
This is a show on a major network. What are you talking about? But before he was there, he was a rapper under the stage name Prime.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting background.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of got some of that MP3 still.
Well, it turns out that
my Zoom.
My Zoom.
Well, it turns out that Pat O'Connor is like, all right, he's afraid he's going to lose, and then they find out this guy was a rapper, so they're going to put out some of the stuff that Prime did in his prime.
Found that I need spot where there's an open mic. Well, the only time y'all snap is the thing
I'd like to see Pat O'Connor do this.
That'd be great. At the parade tomorrow. And props to the, I heard an Edward Norton and Fight Club reference there, so that was good. I like that.
Oh, Vasquez had a good run.
And just for fun, just yell out, hey, Pat O'Connor, any bar you walk in tomorrow.
Yeah, everyone's going to turn.
A drink.
Pat O'Connor, for a while, right? When Pat O'Connor first got to the city council, he started, you know, he was, you know, just like, north, like an average, you know, Northwest Side guy.
Mm-hmm.
Then he got to know Ed Burke, and he started making his hair look just like Ed Burke's. He started dressing, you know,
pinstripe suits and all that.
Pinstripe, double-breasted suits, and he would slick his hair back, and he did this whole thing, and I'm like, it was like in school, where all of a sudden, like, you know, the new kid would end up having to be just like the guy who was, like, the head of the captain of the football team.
Popular kid.
Yeah. That was ridiculous.
Who's got my tinted glasses and my VO5?
All right. Checking in at
number three.
Longtime Jeopardy host Alex Trebek has thanked the hundreds of thousands of people who have offered support and rallied behind him following his cancer diagnosis. He said he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer, he said last week.
I've heard from former contestants. Even Watson, the IBM computer, sent me a get well card. Now, obviously, I won't be able to respond to all of you individually, but I did want you to know that I do read everything I receive. And I am thankful for the kind words, the prayers, and the advice you have offered. And I'm extremely touched by the warmth you have expressed in your comments to me. I'm a lucky guy.
Wow.
Such a class act.
I know. It's very brave,
absolutely,
too.
Yep.
It's hard because it's, you know, whatever he's going to have to endure here for the treatment. And again, pancreatic cancer has a pretty low survival rate past 5 years. He says he's going to work all the way through it, and he's just one of those guys that, you know, that everybody has respect for.
Yep.
I've never heard a bad word about him in the entertainment industry. About him, like, you know, having a blue vein around some contestant or something, you know, where it all of a sudden is screaming at him, what do you need to know the answer to that?
Idiot.
So the great thing about him is he'll just do that on the show sometimes. Like, really? That you're betting that much?
Although, you know, he does have the answers.
Which that makes it easier.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
Ask the children of certain celebrities.
Right.
Checking in at
number two.
When Michael Cohen produced an email to back up his claim that Donald Trump had dangled a pardon in exchange for his silence, the lawyer who sent the email defended it by saying that friends in high places line was merely a Garth Brooks reference.
That low places song?
Yeah, good. Bring him.
So, on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, the cold open clip did a parody of this.
How many people do you think have the work of Prime and Garth Brooks on their playlist together? What's the overlap there? Not big?
Probably not a whole lot.
Just Kev. No. Kev.
Yeah.
He's the only person in that overlapping circle.
I'm going to go with that, too.
And Beto.
All right. And finally.
Number one.
Kristen Cavallari. It's, what is this, episode 3?
It is.
Episode 3 this weekend?
That is correct. Of season 2.
Of season 2.
Yes.
Of Very Cavallari. The mother of 3 informs her husband. What is her husband's name again? I can't remember.
Well, he's always identified on the show in the graphic, Jay, Kristen's husband. Always call him that, which is awesome.
Jay Cavallari. She needs him to head into the store since shipping is a complete disaster for her company right now. Although Jay Cavallari is currently busy fixing up the new farmhouse, Kristen hopes he'll drop his home duties to write things at her company, Uncommon James.
I know that you always joke about going in, you know, and to see what's going on. Maybe you really should go in. Go in there and be the Jay that I know you are.
I'm not sure what that
means. Biggest ass on the planet.
I don't feel like that's a compliment.
Go use it. Use it for me one time, please.
And there's no going back from this if you send me in there.
I'm all for it now. Jay already thinks he owns half of the company, so by me letting him go in, I'm potentially creating a monster.
Now, I like this because I'm familiar with this from many legal proceedings. When she says he already thinks he owns half the company, because when this does inevitably fall apart,
oh, never.
Come that on. Will be you. 100% hers, along with the chicken farm and Jay's football jersey collection. And whatever else she wants. That's how that's
going
to end.
The autographed footballs that were not going for anything.
I feel like Olivia Jade would fit right in with Kristen Cavallari and her friends.
Absolutely.
Oh,
believe
God, you're such an...
More people famous for nothing.
Right.
She's one of those.
I believe Olivia Jade will be Jay Cutler's second wife, oh, is geez. What I actually believe. Right, there's more.
Hey.
Hi. So Jay walks in. Is my first thought.
Kristen just asked me to come down and observe a little bit, so...
Oh, God. We're all deer in headlights.
Ignore me. That's what you guys do all day.
You look very business. You're in your business
suit. This is a business setting, is it not?
How can anyone take smoking Jay seriously?
Jay
come
is
on.
In this episode, I haven't seen the entire thing as part of my duties, of course. He is back in press conference Jay clothing for this, like the styled hair... And the, you know, the popping jacket and the...
So he's like burping as he's answering questions? You
know, and he's got the notepad and treat it like Thanos is showing up at the end of the Avengers there. Jay's showing up.
Yeah, why? Like if Jay walked in, I'd be like, cool, this is like a substitute teacher walking in. We're going to do anything. This guy
because she's
care.
Got this cast of idiots working for her. And, you know, and relatively speaking, you know, he's Stephen Hawking, you know, compared to these people. So when he watches the operation, he's like, is that girl crying over there? Why is she crying? He's taking notes. Crier. She's out.
As I recall, in his last three seasons, he was like Stephen Hawking, too, with the
Bears. Oh, see, there we go.
You guys got too many people down there for this to have shipping
issues. I agree. As two people who used to ship Uncommon James jewelry, we know it better than anybody.
It's probably the best shipper this side of the Mississippi. The best employee you've ever had. That's a fact. You're talking about someone who did it all. I did it all. I was like your IT guy. I was your consultant, your shipper, the designer. I'm a part designer. Yeah.
For what? What have you designed?
A few things.
Tell me one thing.
I designed a logo for the little James.
We're not using it.
You can't. It's my design. I don't allow you to use it.
Good to see his ego hasn't changed.
Wow. So good. And people watch this, right? It's like it's one of the highest rated things. Huh?
Well, yeah. And the truth is, I think here in Chicago in particular, because people are just fascinated, even because it pretty much confirms a lot of what we thought about Jay, because we never got anything out of him in the press conferences. And now we're seeing him, you know, quote unquote, behind the scenes. And you're like, as she called him, as his own wife said, you're the biggest leap on the planet.
Unbelievable.
Everything we thought he was, he is.
Yes. Right, here's a guy, by the way, too. He's 37 years old. He made over $100 million, right, as a player. He's in perfect health, as far as we know. He's, you know, he's got, and, you know, most professional athletes, as much as, you know, we can criticize them, most of them get involved in foundations, and they're going to get another career, maybe in broadcast, coaching the kids, doing something. Jay's doing nothing.
Well, he was going to be in broadcast.
Yeah, and he would have been good, but he didn't care.
Yeah.
Doesn't care about anything.
He's like he's mastering video games, wearing camo outfits, feeding goats. He doesn't care.
Well, he's in this. I mean, there's cameras everywhere.
I think he really had a choice.
I think they couldn't have gotten the show greenlit without him. I think that's for sure.
Definitely helps.
Anybody would have given a crap about her doing this if she were married.
I mean,
to
she's
him.
Got her following, but I think that's absolute. I think he has definitely become the breakout surprise.
They
star.
Wanted They're this. Like, wow. They needed. I mean, just having her talking about her line doesn't really.
Yeah,
get,
all the dramas involving Kaylee and Colby and Brittany, because you have to have your name has to end with an E to be on the show. There's like nine different women. I am not kidding you. And they all, none of them spell the name the way you're supposed to. Like, okay, Brittany, there's a couple of A-I's in there, three N's.
Brittany.
Brittany's not at one
right,
point.
A question mark at the end of the name.
There was a point where they bring in some hunky guys from the gym to help move some stuff. And at one point, Colby had a crush on Cole, or Cole has a crush on Colby, and I'm not sure.
Classic mix-up.
One's a guy, one's a gal.
Sounds like a whole episode.
It's an entire, it's a whole subplot. It's gonna, the Colby thing.
All right. Well, it's must-see television for Sunday
nights. Something. It's actually, you know, it's just, actually, no, it's not. Listen to the clips here and read my recap. Don't watch. That's all you need to do.
In the Chicago Sun-Times. We might mention suntimes.com.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Let's close it up, and then Kim's going to give you the WGN news.
The top five at five.